What's your first name?
Nihal.
Nihal, you were looking up at the moon.
Yes, yes.
It's almost full.
It's beautiful.
Did you vote today?
I'm not American, so.
Do you live in the States?
Yeah, I do.
Do you hope to gain citizenship one day?
Not necessarily, no. I'm just here to study, so.
Do you have, like, a visa, or...?
Yeah, I'm here on a student visa, so.
Do you like the States?
Yeah, I do.
What do you like about it?
People are a little liberal and, like, more open to new things. New York, especially.
How about, are you from India?
Yeah, I am from India.
Do you like your home nation?
I love it, yeah.
What do you love about India?
The culture, mainly.
Is it better than the United States, or just
way
different?
Better. Way better. Extremely better. People are more giving. People are more conscious about Krishna and everything else, you know. It's good, like, you know, capitalism doesn't rule the nation, so...
Do you see India emerging? It's already emerging
as a world
power in the future.
I mean, yeah, but like we're not about that life, you know. We're peaceful people, and we don't only want to do
peaceful things.
You think
everyone is? I mean, I know I saw you with the Hare Krishna.
I am a Hare Krishna, yeah.
But do you think that affects your thinking? Do you think?
Of course. Yeah. Like, you know, Hare Krishna is what I am. Hare Krishna is what everyone is. You know, it's the most beautiful thing that has ever happened.
Your whole life?
I'm 19 now, and like when I was 8 years old. I mean, I've grown up around the Vedas all my life, but like when I was 18 years old. I mean, so 8 years old, my dad joined me in one of the ISKCON summer camps, you know, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Like, it made such a good impression at that impressionable age in my life. And then I was 11 and I read the Bhagavad Gita, and it changed my life. Bhagavad Gita As It Is by Prabhupada, you know, and it changed my life, you know, for the better. Like,
I remember my brother had that book when I was in high school.
Mm.
I think for a lot of Americans my age, our introduction to the culture was the Beatles.
Yeah, of
going
course.
To see the Maharishi.
Of course.
The Beatles.
Like, you know, we have a book called Chant and Be Happy, where like it's got John Lennon and George Harrison in it.
Who do you think is a great American?
Ram Roy. That's the man who's in charge of the Harinam, or like the, you know what we do in Union Square, like the chanting of Hare Krishna. He's a good American. He's a great American.
What are you studying?
Computer science.
Do you like it? Or
I like it. I really like it. You know,
what amazing. Do you like about it?
That I could manipulate some language into a machine and make the machine do exactly what I want, when I want, how I want. No more, no less.
What's your message of peace and love to the world today?
Hare Krishna.
What does it mean? When a lot of people hear that, they know it's a message of peace, but they don't know what it means.
No, it's just... Hare Krishna. Hare means energy. Krishna means all attractive. And Rama means the reservoir of pleasure. So, like, we're just calling that energy to come to us and make us attracted to it, and, like, teach us how to serve it, you know, so we can be influenced by it.
Well, thanks for having your message of peace in the park, man.
Thank you so much.
All the best,
man. Thank you. What did you say your name was again?
My name's Clay.
Clay.
You know it when you're there. On the bottom, words are shattered.
What's your first name?
James.
James, and you're visiting from Virginia.
Yes.
Where do you live down there?
Norfolk.
Is that a kind of a beachfront thing?
The area, yes.
Yeah. But it's a little ways away from D.C. and that whole thing. It's not Beltway.
No, it's about 2 hours away from D.C.
And there's heated politics in Virginia.
Yeah, we'll go with that, yeah.
Do you pay attention to politics or not so much?
It depends. It depends on if my issues or if I feel like I care about what's going on.
Did you vote in the last presidential election?
Yes, I did.
We were all kind of swept up in that one. But not so much the midterms?
No.
Are you a Democrat?
Yeah.
More than a Republican?
Pretty much,
what
yeah.
is it about Democrats that they sit out those midterms?
Because I think we get our point across in the big one. So it's, you know, the midterms are just,
Think they're important?
I think they're important, but, you know, it's like midterms in college, you know. It's like, it's okay, but, you know, we're always about the finals, and the presidentials are the finals.
Do you love America? You had a funny look on your face.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
What's the biggest problem you think we have?
I would say education.
Are we letting it slide?
Yeah, I would think so.
What do you do?
I teach.
You teach? What do you teach?
History.
History? American history? World history?
World history.
Who's your favorite character in history? Somebody that intrigues you?
I would say Julius Caesar was the one that most intrigues me.
What is it about Caesar?
I don't know. I can't think of it off the top. Like, I don't know. I can't think of anything off the noggin.
I always like the explorers. For some reason, they intrigue me. Magellan and Ponce de Leon and those guys that probably plundered cultures along the way. But just the fact that they kind of set off into the unknown.
Yeah.
What's your message of peace and love to everybody here in New York City, in Jersey, where this show airs, in Norfolk, Virginia, and around the world on WFMU?
Be happy.
You seem happy.
I am. I'm a pretty happy person. Just, you know, be happy in all that you do. Just be happy.
Thanks for your time.
No problem.
This is Maritime.
If you're drinking enough water, will I fade when I'm out of your system? Forget the things that I said. Then the scenery changes, and cars of no remorse that take the world by force. We wish we could travel so recklessly that even in our sleep we surrender.
Too many in Washington have forgotten that their job is to serve. So tomorrow, the papers will say, I won this race. The truth is, tonight we begin another one. And that's the race to turn this country around.
What's your first name?
David.
David, you said you're 23.
Yep.
But you're moving away.
Yep.
Where are you headed?
Well, I'm not American originally. I live in London. Well, I lived in London until July, and I moved here.
Why did you move to New York?
I'm doing an internship for an artist.
For an artist?
Yeah.
Somebody we know? Somebody famous?
Maybe, depends.
You can't say?
Well, no, I can say she's called Taryn Simon.
Mm-hmm.
She's a photographer mainly.
Are you a photographer yourself?
Yeah.
Has the internship been valuable to you?
I'd say yeah, in like ways I didn't really expect it to be.
How much of your life have you lived in the States?
5 months.
You have a total American accent.
I'm Canadian.
Oh, you're Canadian.
Yeah, I didn't just put it on when I came here.
So how much of your life have you lived in Canada?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, and the rest in London.
So you're not a U.S. citizen?
No, I'm not.
Do you pay attention to politics in the U.S.?
I mean, I don't read the papers, but I try and keep up a bit of what's happening.
How about in Canada? Are you politically active?
Not at all.
Not at all?
No.
Are you not generally a political person?
I mean, I'm interested in the politics that affect me, and that's kind of where it ends.
You go back to England. What are you going to do? Take pictures?
Yeah, I think I'll probably work for a photographer again.
Are you a band guy?
I've been doing some music photography, and I play bass.
You do in a band?
Yeah, but I don't think that's really going to take off as
it's
a career move.
It's not going to take off. You're not going to be the next Arctic Monkeys? Or... What's your message of peace and love to the world?
I don't know. Peace and love to the world. I guess that's it.
Do you believe in it? Are you optimistic about the future?
I want to be optimistic.
Is it hard?
Yeah.
Why?
There's a lot of conspiring factors that make it hard to be optimistic, I think. It's a pretty long list. But I mean, you can only be optimistic and then just see what happens. Really.
Do you like the States? Do you like America?
Yeah, I love it. Actually, living in London, you have a kind of warped view on America. Like, America's like the bad entity, the kind of like corrupter of world views. But coming here, you realize that people aren't really what they're portrayed as, like the caricature of Americans.
Well, you've been in New York, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been outside of New York?
No.
You're laughing. And no, we shouldn't, because a lot of our listeners live all over the country, and in England, and in Europe. And of course, there's a nice, intelligent people everywhere.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Do you feel allegiance to any nation?
Canada, definitely.
To Canada,
yeah,
that's the
completely.
One. In the Olympics, you're kind of rooting for the curlers.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Have you ever
curling
curled?
Nonstop. No, my dad did, though.
He does?
Yeah, he
that's
loves it.
It strikes
hilarious.
Americans as funny, but I don't know why.
I mean, it strikes me as funny, too.
But when you, then you end up watching it. It's
yeah,
like kind of,
yeah.
I suppose it's like shuffleboard in a
mm-hmm.
way. All right, man, I've taken up enough of your time. Good luck in the future with your photography. What's your name? Maybe we'll see you.
David Spence.
David Spence. You got a website?
DavidSpence.net.
S-P-E-N-C-E. DavidSpence.net. And we'll see some photography. And
Yeah, there's some video work on there.
There's some whacked out bass solos.
Yeah, I'll put that on just for you.
Nice to talk to you, man.
Yeah, you too.
Enjoying your comments on the AccuPlaylist. Play Pigeon with you. Rainy Thursday in Jersey City. I love this song. Pizza Terra sings Searchin' on the Dusty Show, Chicago.
Continue to believe we are simply more than just a collection of red and blue states. We are the United States. And the United States has big things to do. We can and we will make progress if we do it together. And I look forward to the work ahead.
What's your first name?
My name's Anthony.
Anthony, you made a piece of art. You said you found the canvas in the trash?
Yeah, I found the paint and the canvas at Blick in the trash last night.
Blick is an art dealer.
Yes.
Art supplies.
Art supply store, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you had the paint.
Yep.
What was your technique? It looks great.
I had limited colors. I had like four jars of paint that I found. It's just Crayola washable paint. The canvases, there was two packs of damaged canvas packs, two canvases in each. Only the first canvases were punctured. So the canvases in the back were fine. And then I set it down, and then I took the paint, and I just slung it on there. This is the different colors.
And kind of a Jackson Pollock approach at that point.
Yeah.
But now you're going to put your own spin on it, literally.
Literally, yeah. And then I took the canvas by the frame, and I just spun around in circles really fast over and over, and I'd flip it and spin some more and throw some more paint on there. And
so what has you out today with the painting? Are you just sharing it with people today?
For the most part. I don't know exactly what I want to do with it.
It looks great, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It really is interesting. Is there an up or down to it in your mind? Or could you just hang it any way you like?
I think you could hang it anywhere you like. How I wrote my name on it isn't necessarily the best way to display it, I think.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
26. What do you do?
I'm currently homeless, but I do technology stuff.
How long have you been homeless?
Off and on for about 7 years. Home free, I guess. I'm a traveler. I've been all over the country.
You feel like a free spirit?
For the most part.
Where are you from originally?
I was born in California.
In California? Yeah. Los Angeles?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Do you get back there now and then?
I haven't been back since 2013.
Do you miss the city by the bay?
Oh, yeah. I do miss the Bay Area. I miss California.
Do you want to have a regular job?
I'd like to get a regular job.
What do you think stands in your way besides your situation? That can't help.
Well, I've never gone to college. 26. I have really spotty work history because of my lifestyle. I'm mostly self-educated.
Did you grow up poor?
I grew up military. Wasn't necessarily poor, but...
Are your parents alive?
Yes. They live in Mississippi.
Do you get along with them?
Yeah, for the most part.
Do they know your situation?
Yeah, for the most part. They know that I've been off and on the streets for the last few years, and I stayed with them last fall and winter. And then this last spring, I came back to New York. This is my third time to New York in 4 years.
Will you get out of New York when the weather gets colder?
I have yet to stay a winter here, but I believe this one might be my first. So this will be my first winter here.
Will you stay in shelters?
No. I just sleep outside.
Don't you literally freeze?
Yeah, but I have a nice sleeping bag, and it's not my first. I used to be pretty happy. Yeah, I used to stay in Seattle, and it gets cold and wet and snowy and rainy there, and I've spent a winter there before outside.
What's your dream for the future?
My dream for the future is hopefully I can turn my life around to a better point. What I really want to do is I want to open up a non-for-profit technology center here in New York City, where anybody can come in and they can learn how to code and they can learn how technology
works.
You
know all this stuff?
Yeah, self-educated.
And you're homeless.
Yeah, thanks to the internet. Thanks to the internet. Thank the internet. The internet is great. That's what it's there for. It's there to learn, not look at cat pictures. That's just fun part of it.
But. People would think somebody who's homeless would pay no attention to politics. Is that true?
That's not true at all. I pay attention to politics. I actually vote Libertarian.
When's the last time you voted?
The last presidential election. I voted for Gary Johnson. I was in Colorado at the time. I voted to legalize weed there.
And you couldn't vote this time around, today, the midterms?
No, I didn't vote today. I don't normally vote in midterm elections.
Why is that?
There's so many people, and there's not enough information. Honestly, our voting system's broken. They don't get enough information out there to the people. You don't know who you're voting for.
You can't find it on that internet you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, you can find it on the internet, but, like, only if you're looking. And most people are looking at cat videos.
Do you think it matters, the midterms?
I mean, does our voting really matter?
Do you feel like it does?
I feel like it's an important aspect of our society. Like, you should go out and vote. You should feel like you're being a part of the democratic process, but at the same time, like, are we really voting for those people? For instance, our last Congress, they had a horrible approval rating, but yet most of them got reelected. Why is that? How do people that aren't doing their job correctly get reelected in such large numbers?
Do we need more parties?
I think we do need more parties. I think the parties are there. Like, we have the Libertarian Party, we have the Green Party, we have the Communist Party. We have all these parties, but yet the only two that are really, truly represented are the Democrats and Republicans, and they're pretty much on the same team, just different colors. They both get paid by the same lobbyists. They both get paid by the same corporations. Doesn't matter what party they're part of, they're still getting paid. I believe in freedom. I believe that we have unalienable rights, which in recent times have been alienated probably more than should be normal. But people are too busy looking at cat videos.
Is there a politician you like?
I liked Ron Paul. Not that I agreed with everything that he, stood for, but for the most part, he does run a little bit more along my beliefs. Same with Gary Johnson. I believe that we should vote for people and what they stand for and how good's their track record. You know, if they say they're going to do something, they should do it, right? That's the way a job should go. That's why we elect them. You know, it doesn't always seem to be the case, though.
Do you love America?
Oh, yeah, I love America. I've been all over this country. This country is beautiful.
So you don't feel like America made you homeless or society?
I've been homeless by choice, and I've also been homeless not by choice.
What about right now?
Right now, I believe that the rent could be cheaper here. Jobs a little bit more easy. People a little friendlier. I think people are scared, and when people are scared, they tend to stick to themselves and not put that out there to the rest of the world, to other people.
I appreciate the time you've given me today. Yeah. What's your message of peace and love to everybody?
The secret of the universe is kindness. Be kind. That's all anybody ever needs or wants, or, you know, love thy neighbor, love your fellow human being, no matter how much of a jackass they may be, or a bitch, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, everybody has the right to be happy. We're all humans, we all live on this planet, and we all have to share it. I don't really see how we could survive otherwise, you know?
Who's your favorite San Francisco band?
Ooh, I love the Dead. Love the Grateful Dead, of course.
Are you a Deadhead?
I love the Dead. I've been on tour before, you know, I've been to plenty of shows.
Have you ever met a Grateful Dead member? Or Fish, or Widespread Panic?
I have met the current keyboardist for Phil and Friends, and I also... Or was it Dark Star Orchestra? I don't remember. It was one of the two, but, you know.
I've seen them. Yeah, that was fun.
I got plenty of pictures from when I saw them at the Brooklyn Bowl a few months ago.
So. Well, thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, thank
Good
you.
Luck. Here's my card.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing at home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Which I went digital too. I've totally sold out.
What do you mean you went digital?
I'm not using my old...
I'm a Luddite, so
I'm not using my old cassette tape recorder tonight. I went digital.
Why not?
I don't know, man. I miss the analog.
Why?
So you're Rich the Anarchist. Man, I haven't seen you around forever.
How you been?
I haven't been too bad.
Are you still giving money to the Democrats? Or taking money from the Democrats? Which is basically the CIA.
You made me cover up my voter sticker.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because... You seem to be a bright guy, educated guy, but that shows me you're a moron.
Why is that?
Because why did you vote for your own oppression?
It seems like the only avenue we have.
That's what they said to the Columbus, sent on a ship. We must make these native people civilized. Now let's get rid of the teepees and put in some voting booths.
What should we do?
Stop voting, rip off that sticker on your thing, get back your old video stuff and your old recorder, sell that blood bloodthirsty stock you own. Get rid of that blood diamond slave money. Don't ever vote again. Tell people not to vote. Get me on your show more often. I'll give you my number again.
But you still haven't told me what we should do.
I'm telling you, step number one.
All that, but then what?
All right, after that, all right, second step. Go vegan. Eat organic. Don't take vaccinations.
What's with the vaccinations? Are they putting microchips in us, or what the hell are they doing?
They're already putting microchips in dogs, because these dumb idiots. Oh, I don't want somebody to steal my dog or my cat or my goat or my f***ing kid. So I'm going to put a chip in the animal surgically. So therefore, your animal can be tracked 24 hours a day by the police. Why do you want the police to know where your animals are? Why don't you be a responsible adult and know where your animals are without the police?
What's step three?
Step three, get all the political prisoners out. We got Lynn Stewart out. We got recently got some political prisoners out. Don't have any more political prisoners.
Elliot.
Free immediately all our political prisoners, our Black Panther comrade, BLA members, Leonard Peltier, our Earth Liberation political prisoners, our animal liberation political prisoners.
What about Elizabeth Warren? You like her?
No, she's a piece of
Oh, come on, Rich. Now I got to edit that.
I'll say nicely. She's a tool of the 1% of the Zionists and of the capitalists.
Even though she seems like the best of the Democrats,
that's like saying...
At least bother.
After I take a poop, that's my best poop. It's still poop.
Who would you like to see lead the country?
Nobody. Me. So I can tell people not to vote. And Emma Goldman.
What happened to Occupy, Rich?
I got infiltrated by white and rich yuppie. And when real people got involved, and black people got involved, there weren't sellouts, and Spanish people got involved, and people from the ghetto got involved, that were honest, they had to shut it down. And when anarchists got involved, they really had to shut it down. When the Black Panther members came in and were getting involved, and cop watchers getting involved, they had to shut it down. I wasn't there from the start because I don't use computers. But I was there almost... like maybe only a couple weeks after, a month later, and I went to everyone before they shut it down. I saw what happened there. It was started by Adbusters, which are the Democrats, which is a magazine, a front for the Democrats. It's based in Canada. The rest was really started by the unions and by these left teachers, the Democratic Party, and their flunkies. I remember going to Sakati Park after they put up all the tents. People were told to go there that were drug dealers, FBI informants, provocateurs, all types of COINTELPRO operation. And they actually had people tell me, they admitted, the police told them to go there and deal drugs, to start fights and to act psychotic. And after all the tents got there, at the edge of the park where all the drug dealers were, and where all the fights were, and the drug dealing and the racism and the deviant behavior and the violent antisocial behavior, the violent anti-everybody behavior. That was done on purpose so they could say, oh, we need to shut this down because of those people.
Wow. What's the future for America?
There is none as far as if you're a dumbass voting today, you're a moron. Even though I love you, you're just, I don't know what, can't wake you up yet. Maybe one day. And sell that blood stock.
Maybe we're just afraid to make radical change.
No.
We like all our comfort.
You're not afraid because I find most people that are intelligent aren't afraid because they've gone past being afraid. It's an animal conditioning of the fake left. Let me just finish up.
Yeah, go ahead.
To let people know who don't know me, my brother was a Vietnam vet and he passed away of AIDS. He was a hippie, a real hippie. Not you know, what happened. Not what they became, the real thing. And he was in Vietnam, got injured, came back, but unfortunately died of AIDS. Before he went to Vietnam, he never touched a needle, never did drugs like that. They got him to do that. But here's what he told me. You know about Gary Webb's book, about the drugs and the CIA? But my brother knew about the drugs in the body bags. That's how they were shipping their drugs back. They would put them in the bodies of the dead soldiers. The only people in on that were people like George, because he worked with the CIA, because he drew maps. They told him, we'll kill you if you tell anybody, but he told me.
And that changed your whole perception of everything.
Well, I really understood where the drugs came from, who brings in the drugs, who protects the drug dealers, how you make this stuff, how does it pass all the cops and the borders, what role do the cops play. If you haven't seen the movie Serpico, rent the video and watch it. Show it to your family. Everything in that movie is true. There's no exaggerations.
What's your love message, man?
Become a vegan, become an atheist, but in a non-judgmental atheist. If there are honest religious people who are revolutionaries, and there are, they're on your same side. The sellouts you don't trust. Remember, free the political prisoners and don't watch Fox News.
Thanks, Rich. Rich the anarchist. Rich the anarchist. Rich the anarchist.
This is a public service announcement with guitar.
There's a street singer here in the park. People gathered around. Go ahead, man. What was that?
Generic punk chords.
Let me come around just one second. Generic punk chords?
Yeah,
generic. Would you usually chords. Play that on electric guitar? How old are you?
20.
Who are your idols?
I don't really have idols.
No favorite musicians, no favorite music?
I have a lot of influences, not any particular.
Who would you say?
Help me out here, my love. Influences, lots of 90s.
Like the grunge bands?
Grunge bands.
The Melvins, Nirvana, like, that kind of stuff? Further underground?
Flats. I really like Cloud Rat. Jack White is a pretty big influence of mine.
Did you vote today?
No.
What kept you from voting?
The state.
Is that how you feel?
Essentially, for the most part. Yeah.
Have you ever voted?
No.
Do you like President Obama?
I don't particularly care for or dislike President Obama.
What about the future of America? Are you optimistic for it?
I think America, as a country, will survive for a long, long time. That's how I feel about America's future.
But what kind of America?
Imperialistic, capitalistic, oppressive America. Yeah.
Were you guys into Occupy?
Occupy was part of the reason I ended up traveling, yeah.
What happened to Occupy, man?
Liberals. Pseudo-anarchists, college kid liberals.
What needs to happen? What do you want to happen right now? How could America become the America you would like?
I feel like the American people are, at this day and age, just really a product of an environment that does everything for them. Everything's imported, everything's pre-made and pre-packaged. Government takes care of everything for you. You just vote and your voice is heard. And the people of America won't feel the need to fight for anything or feel the need to do anything about anything until they have nothing to lose. And right now we have a lot of stuff, like electronics and devices and phones and clubs and substances that are legal. So it's going to be a minute before the America that I would per se like to see comes around. One way or another, something's going to change.
What's your message of peace and love to the world, man?
I don't have a message of peace or love for the world.
Give us an outro lick. His buddy's going to join him.
I always got this one. It's really good. Let's bust out some moves.
Thanks to everybody who pledged during the silent marathon. Lots of last-minute pledgers. Look at all of you. Nicolaj, Boz, Jenna, Carrie, Michael, Thomas, Jennifer, Stefan, Dorothy, Fred and Kathy, valued listener, John Kuramoto, I didn't say enough last names, Zuthan, Horko, Van Dam, Carlson, Clements, Canisto, Siler, Valley, Economo, Hislip, Otto, Listener, Kuramoto. This is Apex.
I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm, so when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork. Let's make them squeal.
What's your first name?
I don't want to say.
Oh, you can make one up.
Gladys.
What's your first name?
Gladys.
Hi, Gladys. You're visiting New York?
I live in the tri-state area.
You do. And you said you didn't vote.
I didn't vote because I only recently moved out of state. Very, very recently. So I don't really know
I can
candidates.
Understand that. Do you usually vote?
Mm-hmm.
Well, which way do you usually lean? Did you vote for President Obama?
I did.
What is it about the midterms? And I'm not speaking to you. You have a reason, but it's hard to get Democrats out for the midterms. Why do you think that is?
You know, I don't know, but it seems to me the Republican Party is far more organized than the Democratic Party. I was thinking today, I heard this show on NPR about, well, and this is just so disconcerting to me, the limitations, not here, but in other states where they're limiting the vote. And I thought, if I had the time on my hands and all of this, I would love to create a movement where we would adopt the vote of the people who can't vote because of these limitations, mostly minorities, the elderly, students.
Are you hopeful for the future of America?
In general, yes. I think things usually kind of wash out in the right way. We're making it almost impossible for some of these, how do I put it? I mean, the communities that the Republican Party certainly is relegating to the outskirts to vote.
Are you pleased with the job Obama's done?
No.
How did he disappoint you?
He made so many promises, and he's so... I don't think he used his advisors well. He also adopted most of Bush's advisors. Why, I don't know. I don't think he's been effective.
Who would you like to see in there?
Hillary.
You like Hillary?
I do.
You think it's destiny?
I hope so.
What about somebody like Elizabeth Warren? Do you like her?
I like her. I need to see more. I'm not there yet with her.
You love America?
Oh, of course. Of course, I'm American. Been here my whole life.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
In the eyes of the confessor, there's no place you can hide. You can't hide from the eyes. Don't you even try.
Corporations are people, my friend. We can raise taxes on... Of course they are. Everything corporations earn ultimately goes to people. People. Yeah.
back to vinyl. Hey everybody, Clay Pigeon with you on the Dusty Show. Thanks for all your comments on the Accu playlist. You've been lively today. It's always cool to hear from you. This is Billy Cobham. He was the drummer of the Mahavishnu Orchestra, and this is shortly after he went solo. I don't know, maybe his second solo album after Spectrum. 74, it might be his third. This is a drum recreation of Crosswinds called Storm. Billy Cobham. Little time left over on this show. Time to play a couple of tracks. This one's a flea market find. Going back to 1968. I'd never seen it in the bins or the crates before, in the boxes. Maybe you have. It's called Dreams and Illusions on the Verve Forecast label. I think it's from 68. And the main artist name doesn't appear on the cover, just very small on the back. Danny Schloss is the mastermind of Dreams and Illusions. Let's check this out from 68. This is called In a Dream.
There's a calm eternity, and Every time I'm into this kind of fun, I realize I love these. Everything's a movie this way. Everything is so clear. My heart is always going your way. So fly with me. Fly, fly with me.
Danny Schloss, Dreams and Illusions, Living in a Dream. 201-209-9368 is our phone number. Perhaps next week you'll be able to call it and talk to us. But tonight Fabio had to go, and I had something prepared, so we'll look forward to next week. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for listening, everybody. Clay Pigeon saying take care. Until next time, Hardy White is next with Miracle Nutrition. Always remember.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Come on in.
All right.
Come on in. It's so good to see you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Come on in.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So good to see you. Come on in, y'all. Come in.
That's good.
And we're going to just...
Look, they've got the old...
All right, we all in? Is that everybody? Oh, it's a good-sized group. Fantastic. We're just going to go into the big hall here. Come on in, follow me in.
It's called the big hall.
Fantastic. My name is Hardy White. Hello, and welcome to the John Morgan McCambry House. Who was John Morgan McCambry? Well, John Morgan McCambry was a lawyer, landowner, and politician.
Question.
Yes.
Is that a portrait of him there on the wall?
Oh, look at him. No, that's a still life of fruit.
Oh, I thought it was a face. I thought I saw a face.
What an interesting face he had.
It's like, what's his name? Archimboldo. Right?
His eyes look like cherries.
Right, with the lips are cucumbers.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Andrew Wyeth used to come into my friend's father's flower shop in Media, Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
Why? Follow me upstairs here. I want to show you the bedrooms. Look
Come
at
on,
these
everybody
old
upstairs.
Stairs. The hallway's a little smaller, so be careful on those stairs.
We're people smaller
all
than...
All right, are we all here?
My mother is 4 feet tall.
I don't think we're all here yet.
I think we're missing the older
gentleman. I think actually we're missing
here.
So I'm going to go back down and I'm going to go look for him.
Let's go. He said all something right. about looking for the base.
Just me. Nobody followed. No, you don't have to follow me. I'm just going to go look for him.
Come on, everybody.
No, everybody just stay. Just please stay put.
I think we're a good group.
Should form search squads. What a talented group of people we are.
We ought to have a talent show.
Everyone exchange email afterwards.
So many good...
Very good.
What's the name of this type of wallpaper?
All right. Hello, and welcome to the John...
Wait, older gentleman, still not with
us. I'm going to go look for him again.
I'll go with you.
Welcome. It's a Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White.
I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we gather together and have a community meeting. Have a town hall meeting that is shot through the airwaves like special magic light radiation. Where we can all meet one another and talk about the politics of the personal. About the politics of the neighborly. Hello, my friend and neighbor, and I say neighbor because I tell you, it's a small world after all, just like the ride at that Disney place. You get on there and you say, those little tiny characters are uncomfortably close. It's a small world. Y'all so near me. When somebody has disease or violence, it's a small world, isn't it? It's like they're right next door, right across the cafe. You say, I'm going to keep an eye on that fella on the other side of the cafe that has some kind of predator helmet on. I don't know if it's a costume party or he's really an alien from another world come to hunt hipsters. I hope not, because I consider myself somebody who has hips. What are they? They're what keep us upright and distinguished from the ape. Who cannot stand upright and walk down a catwalk. Why do they call it a catwalk if it's nothing but apes on it? What are you talking about, Hardy? I'm talking about we, you and I. Whether you're a supermodel or somebody who pretends to be an ape for a living. Yes, there are gorilla suit actors. I challenge you, go to Acker's Equity. What's that? Well, not that it's nothing the way I said it. But you figure it out. There's some kind of translation app on your phone. Say, what's, hello, Siri, what's Hardy White saying? Like that. And it'll tell you what I'm actually saying. And you don't have to figure it out for yourself. What I'm saying is we're all great apes, even those who look beautiful and graceful. We all are essentially monkey people. And you can tell that specifically right after an election. Friends, I'm here to both comfort you and congratulate you for once again successfully having an election in this country. And are things going to change? Everything always changes. And I tell you, it was Heraclitus who said, look at that. And when he said that, a lot of people started thinking of things. And they go, he's so right. Why don't we know more? Well, there's only fragments from some great Greek philosophers. We only have tiny, tiny, basically post-it notes where they'd write things like change. That's right. He's so right. So we don't have, Heraclitus is one of them. We don't have a lot. We don't know a lot about him. Except, like I said, in these fragments. And one of the things he said is, my friend Democritus, what a great name. He should go into politics. And Democritus is like, I don't know. I'm too busy cutting up cheese. Say, who are these pre-Socratic Greeks? I don't know. I hope there's a pre-Hardy, people talk about pre-Hardy philosophy or something. Wouldn't that be, Socrates must have a swelled head, right? What a joyous life he must have had. But I would love to be, to say, oh, the world post-Hardy White. What can one little man do? I'm not that little. I'm little compared to very big people. But I'm insignificant. So what can one person do to change this world? Well, I think run for office. Say, oh, politics, that doesn't suit you. Hardy White. People always saying, they always like to pick unlikely people and say, you should be president. Right? They always say, oh, I had no choice on my ballot, so I wrote in Charles Durning or something. Right? I wrote in Hans Conried, all the kids would come and tell me. And I say, well, you know, you just ought to, instead of looking outside for candidates, fantasyful candidates, that's never going to happen. Neil deGrasse Tyson, you should be president. He's a physicist. He's always busy. But somebody's not quite as busy. Like, I don't know, somebody already working part-time. That's who ought to run for president. Somebody's got a part-time retail job. So you can still work your retail job, and you can do this other government job. And that's the case for some city council and all. How many of you actually run for office outside of high school? Because I want to tell you something. It's exactly like running for office in high school. Exactly. It's exactly. Same emotions, same everything. They ought to do a movie about that. They have. That fella was Alex. Isn't that something? I was at a baby shower with that man. How about that? Isn't that funny how ordinary people's lives cross the lives of celebrity? They intersect. People don't even notice. I was in a bakery with Tom Hanks. I wasn't, though. I'm just saying that. I'm trying to think. I was in a restaurant with Rudy Valli. That is not a lie. It changed my life. But I digress, is what he said. He said, you going to, child, I was only a child. He said, I believe that you're going to digress infinitely. And I said, that's great. Nobody ever can pin me down. He says, that's right. No lapidopterist, no critical lapidopterist can ever take a pin and put it through your thorax and say, I preserve this fella. Because there's nothing there. There is no is, as they used to say. But the reason I do that is because I believe that the language that we use, especially in politics, has been corrupt. It's been taken over. It's been hijacked. Those people you think are stewardesses are not. They're Daleks or something. They just got flimsy little masks on, pretending to care for you. But these words that we use to exchange our political ideas,